All right, so today we're diving into something kind of heavy, but super important. We're talking about a global health crisis. It's pretty shocking when you hear the numbers. 7 out of 10 people.
Wow.
With diabetes around the world, they can't get the treatments they need.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, right?
Insulin. Mm-hmm. We're talking about insulin, the thing that literally keeps them alive.
Right.
We've got this report, a global health report, just packed with statistics, and well, we're going to break it all down.
Okay.
What are we hoping to understand? I guess the scope of this whole thing, you know,
yeah.
Why it's happening and what can be done about it.
It is kind of a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think about it, we've had insulin for like a century, right?
Right.
It's a pretty old discovery. You'd think it would be readily available.
Totally.
But the World Health Organization, the WHO, they estimate that 50% of people with type 2 diabetes who need insulin just can't get it.
Wow.
And for people with type 1 diabetes, where it's absolutely essential.
Right, life or death.
It's even worse.
You know, I think for some of our listeners, it might be helpful to just quickly go over the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is insulin so critical for both?
Okay, so type 1 diabetes, the body just doesn't make any insulin at all.
Okay.
It's an autoimmune condition. And without insulin,
the
body just can't process glucose.
Uh-huh.
And that leads to, it can be life-threatening.
Right.
Type 2 diabetes is a bit different. Either the body doesn't produce enough insulin.
Okay.
Or it can't use it effectively.
Right.
A lot of folks with type 2, they can manage it with lifestyle changes, maybe oral meds.
Yeah.
But some people do end up needing insulin, especially, you know, as the disease progresses.
Gotcha. Our sources actually highlight this really huge disparity.
Okay.
Developing countries, over 75% of diabetes cases are there.
Right.
But they get less than 40% of the global insulin revenue.
Wow.
So looking at those figures, I mean, who's really getting hit the hardest here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's clear that low and middle income countries are bearing the brunt of this, you know, poverty, limited health care, access to medication.
Right.
It all adds up.
And it really does seem like cost is like this huge driver of this whole crisis.
Oh, absolutely.
This shift from, you know, what was considered more affordable human insulin.
Right.
To these synthetic analogs, which can be like, what, 1.5 to 3 times more expensive?
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's created a massive barrier.
You imagine, right, you're in this setting where resources are already limited, and you have to choose between, like, food and life-saving medicine.
It's an impossible choice.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
And I guess the question is this just purely profit-driven?
Mm.
I mean, is there actual research and development?
Well, yeah, that's the big debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, pharmaceutical companies, they say, look, developing these analog insulins, it takes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And the price reflects that. But then you've got critics who point out that the core technology for insulin is decades old.
Right.
The profits they're making.
Yeah.
They outweigh those research costs. There's this growing call for more transparency, fairer pricing, you know, so everyone can access insulin.
Let's bring this a little closer to home, though.
Okay.
Let's look at the United States, see how these challenges are playing out here.
Right.
Over 38 million Americans have diabetes.
Wow.
But almost a quarter of them, they don't even know they have it.
That's a big deal, yeah.
Undiagnosed.
Awareness is key.
Exactly.
Early diagnosis is crucial.
And in the U.S., we see this sharp rise in diabetes cases.
Yeah.
In the 65 and over age group.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which is interesting because we're seeing aging populations all over the world.
Right, right.
So this problem is only going to get bigger.
Exactly.
So we kind of have to zoom out, look at the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
We can't ignore the market dynamics.
Right.
Our sources point to the big three insulin manufacturers and that lack of competition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it clearly impacts the price.
It makes you wonder, why is this allowed to go on?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just market dynamics. It's weak healthcare systems,
mm-hmm.
funding gaps, supply chain problems.
Yeah.
It all piles up, especially in less developed areas.
So if we know all this,
yeah.
what happens if we just keep going down this road?
Mm.
What are the consequences of doing nothing?
The consequences, they're more than just numbers.
Yeah.
It's blindness, amputations, shortened lifespans. It's real people.
Yeah.
They're facing unimaginable hardship. Because they can't get this medication that could save their lives.
Yeah, that's where the WHO's call to action comes in, right?
Right.
They're recommending affordable insulin production, strong healthcare systems that can actually deliver these treatments.
Yes.
And fair pricing policies.
We're talking about a treatment that's 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it saves lives.
Right.
Millions are being denied something that should be, well, a basic human right.
Absolutely. As you're thinking about all of this, think about where else we see these kinds of problems. Other essential medicines.
Right.
Basic healthcare services.
It's everywhere.
This insulin crisis is just one example of a much bigger problem.
Right. It shows you just how unequal things are in global healthcare.
Yeah. If you want to dig deeper, check out the WHO. They've got tons of resources.
Okay.
And there's this group, the Global Health Equity and Learning Incubator, GHEOLI for short.
I'll check it out.
They've got information and ways to get involved. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.